I've had things thrown at me while I was walking.
Fruit? Good piece of fruit?
I've had a penny thrown at me from a car
Okay.
and a bottle of Tabasco sauce.
Why? What does that say? Cheap and hot. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
So I'm going to go ahead and kick off. Katie says I always kick off the show. I think I kick it off for you. Oh. I always say, like, Katie and,
well,
you know.
You start, you're a firstie and I'm a lastie.
Yeah. So I'm gonna kick off Katie kicking off the show. And we're going to head into some advice on advice. And we have a special guest.
Yes, today from Funkadelic Studios, our special guest, Jompy, is with us today.
Yes. What's up, world?
If you are a regular listener, you heard this man on our show before. He's here to give us his opinion on advice, which is a segment that we do where we find advice on the internet that stinks.
And it's unqualified.
And we want to improve upon it by giving our advice on that advice. And then John P is going to give his advice on that advice on that advice.
Yeah, because we need an extra dose of wisdom and insight today.
Yep, so we brought John P in.
So John P, thank you for being here.
Oh, of course.
What's the advice? Did you find this or did someone send it?
I found this advice. Okay, so.
That's fine. It was a gentle wind blowing in the background.
Yeah. Okay, so this is from Mrs. Webb.
Okay, a classic.
Mrs. Webb's advice is definitely a
classic. It's always good.
Okay. Dear Mrs. Webb, I'm 50 years old. Okay. My family does not like my new boyfriend.
What? God, really? Aren't you a little older than them? You know what I mean? Like, that conversation is over at, like, 30,
I know.
25, I don't know.
They think he's goofy and refuse to have him around.
If he's goofy at 50, I'm giving him a thumbs up.
I know, no
That's
kidding.
Awesome, yeah. You know?
Hey, I'm 50, ha-cha-cha.
Yeah, I'm having a good time. Pull my finger. Like, that's a kind of goofy
thing. That's too much fun.
They want me to come alone. I did not have the heart to tell him that he's not invited to my family's house because no one likes him. Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
I am tired of making excuses for why he is not included. If my family really got to know him, they would like him. He comes from a good family. He does not drink and believes in God.
Okay.
When I'm with him, I feel good about myself. We like doing the same things, and he makes me laugh.
Something's off here, though.
Yeah. I have
He's
never...
like a Klan member or something. Weird.
I have never been closer to anyone in my life. We supported each other when his father and my mother died.
Okay. So they've been together for a little while. They've been through some stuff.
They've been through some stuff.
Okay.
All right. Okay. It goes on. My sister wanted me to come help clean out my mother's things, and she told me to leave my boyfriend home because no one likes him.
Wow.
She doesn't
care. That's kind of ridiculous. I don't know whether against him like that.
Well, he must be like, woo, got out of cleaning.
Yeah, right? Totally. Who wants to clean up the dead mother stuff?
Right, okay. Right. She doesn't care how I feel. He was eager to help. I told him it was canceled.
Oh, no.
What should I do?
She stopped lying. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. First, she needs to
stop lying. Yeah. They like to hate you.
How could you say that?
He knows that.
Yeah, but still.
You know what I mean?
Probably he's... in a little bit of denial himself. It's not like you can't constantly, you know, everything is canceled. Everything is canceled. You're going to put it together.
And they're adults. They've been together for a while. Like, every family thing, she has some excuse why he can't go. Like, he must have figured it out.
Yeah, but still, I mean, lying to him about it. I mean,
that's
she
bad.
Needs to deal with the family and be like, look, take it or leave it now. And let's see what Mrs. Webb says.
You know, even if she's going to lie so easily to this man about, like, not being invited.
Small stuff.
There might not even be the full story in that request.
Yeah.
You know?
Hmm.
Like, why would she tell everybody that? And even still, the fact that what they bonded over when they first got together, that could sort of, like, lean towards, like, a codependent relationship.
Huh.
Oh.
John P., everybody.
Yeah.
So, it could be that as well.
Oh.
But the way the family's taken, like, such an adamant stance against him, it's kind of weird.
It doesn't.
So I don't think, like, the whole story's there.
Maybe. Yeah, I think there must have been an incident or something. Or there's got to be a reason. Like, that. I threw out the whole thing. I said maybe he's a Klan member. But maybe it's, like, he's an ethnicity or a religion that they don't
because
like. Or there's just something about his lifestyle or the type of person that he is that they may not like and are not willing to get past that.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Or they could just be mean
and
controlling.
They could be. They could
they
be assholes.
This is true.
Yeah. And she's too enmeshed with them still at 50 to be, like,
step off.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
The answer is the above.
I think you need to make some choices here. Is this man important enough for you to face your family and require them to behave politely and kindly to him? If he is, then that is what you need to require from them.
Wait, hold on. I'm thinking too. She's 50 years old. So are the people that she's getting this shade from the older generation? Because she said her mother passed away.
That's a good
the siblings, yeah. Or there's like her nieces and nephews are like, look.
Yeah.
That'd I know I'm
great.
Only 12, but this guy is sketchy. Yeah.
And I don't need him around.
Yeah, we don't need him around.
Okay. If he is, then that's what you need to require from them. Either the two of you or none of you. Sounds like you let your family push you around. I bet it's not the first time.
Really? Mm-hmm.
If you are not able to face your family with this man, then I think it's time for you to let him go or to find someone else who will love and marry him and make him their best beloved.
Are they planning on getting married?
No.
Okay.
I didn't say anything. But still, it's like, okay. That's another really good point, actually, to... It's this guy's life, and he doesn't need to be treated crap by people.
Exactly. I mean, and it seems like her family's important to her. She likes to do a lot of things with them. That's the impression I'm getting. They're the main obstacle in this relationship. Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, I don't know, spend a little less time with them or have a conversation with them and be like, look, I'm going to be bringing this guy around. If you guys aren't down with that, then we're going to have a conversation about it. At least maybe try to find out why they don't. Yeah. Because what if he did something that someone either didn't like or misinterpreted?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going back, like he said, something that was racist or homophobic or whatever it is, against whatever they believe.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know what, that's it.
Well, some families have a Lord of the Flies mentality where they find somebody.
Who's weak.
And they find the piggy in the group and then they pick on that person.
I think that's probably what it is.
Did she sign her as piggy? She was like low man on the totem pole.
That's part of the point. Like if she's 50 and she's still letting her siblings push her around, come on,
like when are you going to pull it together?
Then this is a whole dysfunctional relationship with her siblings. Yeah. Like somebody is always telling.
You're not even honoring this man that you know, like you say you love.
Right, and his worst thing so far is that he's goofy.
Yeah.
Goofy's not a bad thing, though.
That is BS. You know what? Even if I met somebody like, yo, that guy is too hype, but he makes you happy.
Yeah. Right.
So it doesn't matter. Even my, like, you know, I don't know if I can get that person, but like my mom, her boyfriend is a fool. You know? But he makes her happy.
Yeah,
so I'm like,
all right,
it doesn't matter how I feel about
him. Exactly. Yeah.
You're happy. I'm not going to, you know.
But see, the goofy, that fool, that falls into the same. Like, these are things that are like, that's not a horrible characteristic. It may not be something that you prefer, but goofy is like, okay.
Yeah.
Which
is like from a family approved. I don't even know why that would be like a serious problem.
You go in there, they're all buttoned up, like super tight, and they're like, they address each other by their first and middle name.
Yeah. Sean John.
Yes. Carolyn Elizabeth. Sean John.
Yeah,
that's interesting. Oh, I like your take on it as well.
Yeah.
Doing codependency going on.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Cool.
Thanks very much, Jumpy. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Funkadelic in the house.
Yes. Yeah.
Funkadelic.
I got the four R's.
The four R's. Rehearse, record, rinse, and repair.
To all that West 40th Street. Hashtag #BunkLifeNYC.
So I'm going to continue, and I'd like to do a hashtag penis news.
All right.
This is my favorite segment. It is dick updates, the member on the move, scrotum stories, hashtag penis news.
And Jaquetta's favorite segment.
Yes. So this is something I thought it's funny and penis related.
Okay.
Man's penis injured by banana thrown from window of passing car.
What?
So it says here, the victim told police officers that the fruit was flung from a window of a passing vehicle and hit him in his private parts, leaving him writhing in agony.
Well, yeah.
I would say to throw something into a moving car like a banana is amazing.
Wait, he was on the side of the road.
And no, he was driving.
Oh, right.
He was driving in his car.
And then someone,
from what I understand.
There's someone threw it and it went in his window and on to his Johnson?
It says a hapless man, a hapless man was taken to the hospital after claiming a banana launched from a passing vehicle slammed into his private parts.
Yeah.
And what they're calling a drive-by fruiting.
Oh, my God.
So
okay,
he was walking.
I say he was walking.
And somebody just whipped a banana at him? Why?
I've had things thrown at me while I was walking.
Fruit? Piece of fruit?
I've had a penny thrown at me from a car.
Okay.
And a bottle of Tabasco sauce.
Why? What does that say? Cheap and hot? At the same time or two different...
No, two different incidents.
Okay, I thought they were making it. They're trying to do like a rebus.
Yeah, no.
Throwing things at you.
No.
Like a giant eye, a picture of a bee.
Put it together and get it. No, there was like some young guys in a car. They thought it was funny and they threw a penny. And
really?
they were throwing stuff at people.
So weird.
And then it was walking along a promenade.
Okay, everyone does.
And it was after some kind of big sports night, okay. Some kind of huge game, and people were wild game. All over the place, and some people were drunk in a car driving, and they must have stolen things from the restaurant mm-hmm. or the bar they were
and
at.
And they thought they would throw at people later on.
And yeah, and so I got a bottle of Tabasco sauce, and
A small one?
No, a big one.
That's an attack.
Yeah, well, and it landed like 6 feet away from me and shattered. I was like, no.
That's not cool.
No.
That's an assault. But this was I guess this guy is saying the same thing. This drive-by fruiting. He said the police said that they discovered the man lying roadside, writhing in agony near a quick food convenience store in Westfield, Mass. I asked my husband where that was. He did not know. A passerby raised the alarm.
Can you Google it?
Yes. I was just wondering, like, whenever there's anything in Massachusetts, I'm like, do you know where that is? Because he's from Massachusetts.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's huge.
All right. Well, that's the good part, because, like, it just, nobody else knows that he's from Massachusetts. You're like, I don't know where it is. I'll have to ask my husband.
Oh,
because
he's from Mass. Yeah. I figured maybe he would know. He's like, no clue. So, apparently, someone was walking by the quick food convenience store in Westfield, Mass, and they saw a guy stumbling towards the store. I guess he was writhing, then he was able to get up, and then when asked by officers what the problem was, the guy said he'd been struck by a yellow fruit that had been flung from a car. The officer, Richard Mazza, said, and this is his quote that he gave the press, the male party stated he was struck in the banana by a banana. So, of course, they asked for clarification, probably getting him, wanting him to say penis, but then he said, look, he was struck in the groin.
Yeah.
By a banana.
Okay.
Thrown out of a passing vehicle. And they have a picture here of where the attack happened.
Oh, no.
It's just like, it says, according to the reports, the man was taken to the hospital at his own request and was giving a sick note, affording him the following day off from work.
Okay. You see, that's nice.
But they haven't found any evidence to support the man's story. So no banana.
Well, he ate it.
He writhed over to it. No witness. Nothing. In Officer Maz's word, the search for the offending banana was, in fact, fruitless. I know. So that is the penis.
Oh, my God.
This could have been a ruse. I mean, there was no banana. No one saw it. It's kind of weird. Why would someone throw a banana? And how could they hit a guy in the penis?
Well, just like I told you, people drive by. I know. Well, they just happen to have bad aim.
That's so bizarre.
Yeah.
I would be scared. I would never throw something at someone like that. But out of a moving car, like...
People do that. That's what I'm telling
someone.
You. I totally...
You're moving really fast.
Yes.
And then you're winging fruit at people as well.
I believe his story. I'm going to take his... I'm not going to question him because it's happened to me.
It's happened to you? You sympathize with this
Except
guy?
Except I didn't get hit in the groin.
In the groin area. And it wasn't fresh fruit.
No.
It was a bottled product.
Yeah. And it's
from a bar. It's so weird. Anyway, that's my
that
penis. Gentlemen, keep an eye out.
Yeah.
You
got
to guard your genitals. Why didn't
That's a banana attack.
It is a banana attack. So that's my penis news. Just watch out, gentlemen.
Yeah. Be on your guard.
Fruit is on the loose. Okay. Oh, we have some listener mail.
Yes, we do. This is every so often we get a listener email, and we love it.
We
love hearing from listeners.
And if you email us, we'll read your email on the air, and we'll thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, this is from Sunny D.
Oh, nice.
Sunny D writes... whenever you do an advice on advice segment that features E. Jean Carroll, I remember her talk show that was on CNBC.
What? When?
In the 90s.
Oh, man.
Oh, can you believe this? I remember her sitting in an armchair with her legs slung over one arm of the chair.
Wow.
Sounds like
the 90s.
Sounds like E. Jean.
Sounds like E. Jean. She was half in the bag.
Leaning her back against the other arm. She spoke with her teeth clenched together, and she was a hoot.
That is awesome.
Oh,
can you imagine being that casual? I wonder if she worked with food.
Yeah.
That's my ultimate.
Nice to see that she's still around and representing for Wacky Women Worldwide.
She sure is. Yes.
I was saying it was too bad we missed out on that. That was, but we have to now go back into the archives and take a look.
We're going to have to Google it. There's got to be some footage of
her. There has to be.
If there's not footage of her doing it, we should just do it ourselves.
Yeah, right, and put it up. I'm E. Jean.
We could both play E. Jean.
Yeah.
We just cut it back and forth.
So thank you so much, Sunny D. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Sunny
D.
Woo-hoo. That is awesome. So I just wanted to, I have a lot of advice. Do you have something that's not advice?
Sure.
Okay, go for it.
Now, this is kind of Tales from the Campfire, but it's not.
Should I do an intro, or should I play the werewolf?
No.
Or we're just going to go right into it?
I've never heard of this. This is called the Charlie Challenge.
Okay, so possibly Tales, possibly that. So gather if you wish.
Yes.
Optional.
Yes.
Gathering optional.
Around that campfire.
Yeah.
Okay. It says, Charlie Challenge, can you really summon a demon?
Okay. And, no, I can't.
And it starts at Charlie, can we play? Now, I have never heard of this game. This is kind of like a Bloody Mary game.
Okay.
Or, you know, one of these things where you're in a kind of a, you know, you try to rouse some kind of spirit somehow.
Well, where do we have to be for this? Could we just do it anywhere? Like, are we going to accidentally summon this thing now?
Well, yeah, no, I don't want to do that.
And what if this gets played over? People, be careful. If you play this in a darkened room, you may summon something.
Yeah. Okay, this is a parlor game, but it's pretty powerful, accordingly. All right, this is how the Charlie Challenge works.
It packs a punch.
Players balance one horizontally aligned pencil on top of a vertically aligned pencil, like making a cross.
Okay.
Okay.
Why did you say that? Dude, I was just imagining all kinds of things, ways that I could get this pen. I'm like, how? First it's on my finger, I'm getting that together. No.
Yeah, you just put it
just
on.
Just make a cross.
It's sitting on top of a piece of paper divided into four quadrants.
Okay.
Two of the quadrants are labeled yes and two are labeled no.
Quadrant takes me out of the whole, like, supernatural aspect of it. But anyway.
Right? Totally. Yeah,
it's scientific quadrants. Like, quadrant B.
Players then invite a spirit, Charlie, to play with them. Mm-hmm. If the spirit is feeling playful, the topmost pencil will allegedly spin until it points to yes.
Okay.
So it's like, Charlie, can we play? And suddenly the pencil will spin to yes if there was a spirit in the
room. Okay. What if nothing happens, which is what I suspect happens?
Then the players can ask Charlie either yes or no questions and wait for the pencil to move again.
Okay. We could be here a
while.
But
apparently the pencil's like, move.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you're asking these yes or no questions and this pencil spins. And so apparently happens, can I say apparently?
Yeah.
More?
Apparently. In quadrant B. It happens. So I'm putting two regular pencils on top of each other. I ask a question, and then depending on how the if it moves or not, I have my answer.
Right. Okay. It'll either go to the yeses or the noes.
Okay.
The pencil
I feel like
spin.
There's something missing, though. There's just two pencils on top of each other?
Yeah.
There's nothing else? Okay.
Right. And so it happens enough that they're like, how is this happening?
Okay.
And
I'm going to throw out electromagnetic fields and something to do with, you know, the graphite and the pencil.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
You know, they're hard to balance. The science is explaining now. Their pencils are hard to balance on top of each other, so it's precarious in the first place.
Okay.
And then any other...
We don't need science to figure that out.
Yeah, it's very unstable. And so even the slightest draft or someone's breath will cause the pencil to move.
Okay.
So you think that it's not enough, but it really is. And
I'm like, who is it?
Yeah.
And then the pencil moves.
Yeah. So then people are like, oh, a demonic force just moved the pencil to the yes or, you know. And then, if there's any kind of tremors to the table or something, it's
somebody kicks
the pencil.
It.
Yeah.
Someone opens the door.
So if you play this in a candlelit room in the middle of the night... Even if, like, there's some kind of breeze, you know, anything, it can make the pencil move, really.
So. I'm going to have to try this thing out with a pencil if I can get two pencils together. I'm assuming that, you know what I mean? I don't think I have, like, maybe, like, a golf-sized pencil at home. I don't have a lot of regular pencils. Like, old-school ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. It sounds interesting, though.
So this has been going on, and it's kind of also explains the magic, quote-unquote, behind the Ouija board.
Okay.
And the planchette that moves because
you're... But those you put your hands on.
Yeah.
So we have power of suggestion and things like that. But this is you're not touching anything, if I understand correctly.
Right.
And it just goes to the quadrant on its own.
Right.
I don't know why I'm stuck on
so
quadrant.
So you think, like, you're not going to touch the table and you'd be like, I never touched that table, but you really did and you just didn't realize that you touched the
and
table.
And then I've got my answer, yes or no.
Yeah, and the same thing with the Ouija board. Like, you don't think that you're moving it, but you really
you are.
Are.
Yeah, I remember playing with a Ouija board a couple times as a kid and being like, well, pretty much spelled out what I wanted to, so I think if anyone else wants to go next, they can. Like, I don't know. I was moving, I'm like, yeah. Aren't we supposed to move it? Like, otherwise we'll be just fucking sitting here, like, you know, next thing we're going to do is free someone's bra. That's the only thing left for this party. Like, there's nothing else to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there something in the closet? Why, yes.
Are there any cookies left?
Yeah.
I know. So that's the Charlie Challenge.
I like
it. It's magical thinking at its finest.
At its finest. At its best.
Yeah.
Perfect. So... I had Greg last night on the way home was like, I'm going to get a sandwich. So there are three bodegas.
That sounds like, that's so Greg.
Right, yeah. Actually, he never does that. I was surprised. But there's three bodegas on our block, and two of them I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
They're like super shady.
Yeah.
And one of them's nice. This is how it is usually in New York. There's like one really, really good one,
you
and then
know,
there are two that are like,
Yeah, there is, you can't get sandwiches at some of these places.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he went into one place and he took this picture because it reminded him of what you said about Taylor ham. Right. So there's a bodega in the Bronx that's serving a Taylor ham egg cheese.
All right,
sandwich.
This is, you know, it's interesting to you guys because it's a novelty, but to me, growing up in New Jersey, Taylor ham or pork roll is like something we all grew up
on. I've never heard of it. All of the places in our area use boar's head except for these guys. These guys are bucking the system and they're doing Taylor ham. But so Grace took a picture of it and sent it to me. And then I was looking at, this is why I don't like this bodega.
Uh-huh.
It's trashy. In the background, there's like a half a carton of Newports like hanging open. There's a Taylor ham egg and cheese thing, which I'm assuming is not at the height of like class.
But it's the most
it's
delicious
good.
Thing.
Then they
I've
have
ever
a
eaten.
Sandwich called the White Boy.
It's a mouthful of heaven.
The White Boy?
No.
Oh, the Taylor ham egg and cheese.
And sure, the White Boy is a mouthful
yeah.
of heaven.
So this place is run by guys from Yemen. They all are, right? It's the White Boy. It's a chicken cutlet, hash browns of choice, cheese, and on a garlic hero. With Jasper's secret sauce,
yeah.
which I'm going to go ahead and assume is just some mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Since this is the White Boy.
Yeah.
But it's just so, like, they have other things. They have a Vito Corleone.
Uh-huh. Well, every deli worth its salt has.
They got a Johnny Five, which is a hot roasted beef, melted mozzarella on a roasted garlic bun. They have the Uptown, the Downtown, the Jimmy Whisper.
What's a Jimmy Whisper?
The Jimmy Whisper is chicken salad, Munster cheese, bacon, lettuce, and tomato with honey mustard. They have a Frank White.
What is that?
It's a maple Henry ham, honey turkey Swiss, and lettuce with honey mustard. And they have a Henry Hill.
So you're making me hungry is what you're doing. But what the point of this is the Taylor ham.
Yeah, the point is the Taylor ham. So okay. I'm amazed. I'm going to have to...
Served up from the guys from Yemen.
Find somebody who will eat this for me and tell me what it's like.
All right.
Taylor ham. Amazing. Never heard of it. I learn something new every day from this podcast.
Yes.
Packing the Newports. I really don't like that bodega. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Well, there's some bodegas, no, you just look around and you just get the sense
you
that
get a
it's
bad
not,
feeling.
Yeah.
You know?
And something you get, there, some kind of cleanliness thing or just the way
it's
that.
It's like a vibe. It's just shady, and it's literally on the same block. Like, you've been in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's not shady at all.
Yeah.
But for some reason, these guys have made, like, their little piece of the block, like, just shady to me. And this White Boy sandwich, which clearly is racist.
Yeah.
confirms it.
Right.
Can you imagine a Black Boy sandwich?
Ooh.
What would he, exactly.
Yeah.
What would be on that? I have no idea. In any case, what do you have?
Don't ask me.
It's weird, right? White girl sandwich.
White girl sandwich.
What would be on a white girl sandwich? Is a pita involved?
And no, it would be like mayonnaise.
Sprouts.
Mayonnaise and tomato.
That's it?
Yeah.
No bread, nothing?
Yeah.
Just a piece of tomato with mayonnaise on it.
Yeah, right.
Just give that to the white girl.
Yeah.
Here you go. That's all you get. It's
white girls love mayonnaise.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just comes like on a little piece of wax paper.
Yeah. And go, oh my God, I can't eat all this.
No, you split it with your friend Rebecca.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you take a bite, and then as you chew, you put your hand in front of your mouth and go, oh, my God.
I like the white girl.
Yeah.
All right. What do you have?
This is a little bit of science.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
It says here, homely men who misbehave can't
win
for
losing. Did you say homely?
Yes.
Okay.
So, attractiveness in a man influences both jurors and daters.
Okay.
So women tolerate, this is what it says, women tolerate an unattractive man up to a point.
Okay. Yes.
But beware if he misbehaves. Then they'll easily shun him.
So then what's the point? You're hoping that your good looks will get you past that point.
No.
Well, you can just do whatever you want.
No, after finding that a woman's view of a man is influenced by how handsome and law-abiding he is.
Mm-hmm. Well, where'd law-abiding come from? How do we know that?
No, it's, what they do is they...
I mean, clearly...
They're discovering how someone can make a positive first impression...
Oh, on jurors.
Okay. It's an important field of study because of its role in forming relationships as well. So jurors and relationships. So, you know, you're on a dating website or you're in court.
Yes.
Either one.
You're a trial attorney. You're just like a single gal.
Right, right. It's often based on physical appearance and whether someone sticks to social norms or not.
Yeah.
And that's how you find people attractive, if they're doing the right thing and if they're good looking.
Okay.
What
about the bad boys? They're good looking, but they're doing the wrong thing. When I'm stealing your car, and you're like, and my heart, you know?
No. Such impressions are made in a flash, and they're not always correct. In what is called the halo effect, people warm up to those with positive characteristics, such as handsomeness.
Okay.
The devil effect, or negative halo effect.
The devil effect? Oh.
Comes into play when people assume that others possess so-called bad characteristics,
mm-hmm.
Based on traits such as unattractiveness. They had two male faces, one attractive and the other not, bearing similar features, and they were paired in two written scenarios. In the one, the man committed a major social no-no, and the other not.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a picture of, it's like George Clooney and then like Quasimodo. That's what they have, you know what I mean? Like,
the researchers found that whether the man transgressed a social norm was much greater put off when than whether he was unattractive.
Okay.
So normally women do not feel differently towards a homely man who toes the line. So you can be unattractive and you're okay as long as you're a good person.
Yeah.
But if you're that same ugly duckling, however, transgressive boundaries of right and wrong, it's magnified or doubled. So like the handsome guy, it's like, oh, he's a jerk.
Yeah, he just snatched the purse. Not a big deal.
Yeah, but the homely guy does it as like, just that bastard.
You know? Can you, and look at him.
Yeah.
He has the nerve to snatch a purse. The other guy, it's like, well, give him the benefit of the doubt.
And they're viewed in an extremely negative light, so much more than if he were handsome.
Wow.
That's just, so a woman is basically look at a homely man, an attractive man the same way.
Normally.
But if an unattractive man does something wrong, he's super ugly.
So then guys, take note. If you are going to go out there and commit a crime, maybe visit a men's spa first.
Right.
Like, get your look together.
Right.
Try to look your best.
Right.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be. All right, so I have some kind of like advice type situation. Not really advice on advice,
okay.
But this was from like some women's magazine online, and it says how to say no to things.
How to say no. Okay,
yes.
Well, this is actually a lot of women have this problem where they don't say no, they say yes.
I have this problem. I'm realizing now that I'm doing several things that I should have just been like, hell no.
Yeah.
So how to say no. Here's the scenario. Your mother-in-law wants to drop off her three cats while she's out of town for a long weekend. Already we have problems. Okay. So how do you say no?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you do? I'd be like, hell no.
I'd be like, I don't like cats.
I don't that's it. Just yell out and hang up.
Yeah.
I hate cats. Click. They're shady. It says, assuming you've taken her four-legged friends in the past, your goal here is to change her expectations. While blaming an allergy-prone visitor might work this time, she's going to get suspicious if the same friend is in town every time her cats need somewhere to rest their paws. Skip the white lies and be direct. If you can't be the solution, offer to help her find a place where the cats can go.
Oh, right.
That's not bad.
But that's still doing something. It's still wasting your time.
It's still wasting your time.
Yeah.
See, my thing, I feel like if I'm going to say no, I need to say no to the whole person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not just the one thing they're asking me now, but everything forever.
Oh, no.
That's what I was hoping for this article. So I'm a little disappointed that this is specific.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's a big...
But hey, you know what? I'm looking for advice.
Yeah.
Okay, I want the whole thing or nothing. It says here, say no, but offer to reach out to an animal-loving neighbor. They're probably like, great, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you for putting that on me. If she establishes a good relationship with someone else, the onus will be off you in the future.
No, well, you know what? Then she's going to come to you for help. Can
with
find someone
else.
To do this. Can you?
Yeah, you're so good at finding people to take my cats.
Even worse, so now you're doing that work, and now you're indebted to the person who did the favor
for
you.
Oh, yeah,
you are. So you're just stuck there.
You're going to have, because they're going to come to you, and they'll be like, look, can you find a third person?
Yeah.
A person that I can put these cats that you put over here?
Yeah.
So here's another one I thought was interesting. You're being asked to contribute cash for Jill from accounting's birthday party.
Yeah.
She's just called Jill from accounting.
Yeah, sure. You know Jill.
Yeah. This is her birthday gift, but you've only met Jill once.
Yeah.
What do you do?
This is just one of those office politics thing you got to put.
You got to pay.
Yeah, you got to pay.
There's no way to get out of it.
No.
I'm thinking about all the offices you work in. You've worked in a lot of different offices, too. There's no way to get out of this
office culture.
Like an asshole.
Office culture. You have to do it. Unless it's something that's totally against you. If it's $5, just...
Yeah, how much is it going to be? Just give the $5,
yeah.
Right? They say, since this is a situation you'll likely encounter if you work, especially if you work for a big company, consider your personal policy ahead of time. So I want to whip out a book and be like, these are actually the policies that I follow when I'm at work. It says, while you don't want to contribute to every last gift, and you have to, you should probably throw in a few bucks if it's for someone in your department or your boss. So you could tell them, thanks for including me. But I only contribute to gifts for colleagues I work with on a daily basis.
Oh, wow. And watch out. Jill's in accounting. You watch your paycheck suddenly get
it clearly says Jill from accounting.
Yeah.
Do you want to mess with that? This is advice from someone who, Jennifer Degler, co-author of No More Christian Nice Girl, I'll say.
Yeah, no kidding.
She's
not
nice at all. You're going to tell him, Katie, my policy is around office gifts. Only people that I work with, daily. I haven't seen Jill in 3 days. I therefore cannot, if I contribute to her, I'll have to give to everybody.
Yeah, you know what you're going to have to give to everybody. Yes. This is your job. It's this is office. Part of your thing that there's, you have to do. Yeah.
There's no way that you can get out of it. Yeah, so it was. I looked at this article. Here's another one I thought was interesting. Your brother-in-law wants you and your husband to chip in for a super expensive anniversary gift for your in-laws. How do you say no? I'm broke as a joke. Can't do it.
Say, you know what? I have my eye on something else for them.
That was cheaper.
I'm just going to do it on my own.
So this is what it says. While that would be an incredible gift, we wouldn't be able to split the cost with you. We can give you X amount towards a gift. Mm-hmm. That's not bad. Or you can explain, yeah, that you had your eye already on something else. So then your brother-in-law can decide whether he wants to cover the balance or shop around for a less expensive gift.
Yeah.
Because how are you going to pick out a gift for somebody else?
Yeah.
And be like, you know what, Katie, I really wanted to get our friend like a $1,000 gift.
Yeah.
I'm asking you for $5.
Yeah.
Just right off the top. Like, I'm not going to lie. We're doing this together, right? Yeah. That's rude.
No, it's like, no, I don't like the group gift thing unless you're all...
But this is only two, like, no.
No.
I feel like that's, you have a discussion first.
Yeah.
Like, do we want to get something together?
Yeah.
And then everyone can chip in whatever they can.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And then if there are people who want to give more, I'm assuming the person who's come up with the idea has more money, so let them pay more.
Right.
Because they're doing what's comfortable for their
budget. And then also there's the person who comes up with the idea, like, oh, let's put it together. They usually
They
don't pay.
They take a little off the top.
Yeah.
They made money.
Yeah, because I did all the work.
Yes. I called everyone and asked for money.
Yeah.
I assembled this money.
Yeah.
And I made sure that all of your money would cover the portion that, you know, Patricia and I would kick in.
Yeah. Right. Yes. It's exactly.
And I think it's fine. So, yeah, so, like, some little kind of advice on advice. I like hers, my policy.
My policy.
Can you imagine that?
This is something that I just don't do.
This is how not to get ahead in your office place.
Yeah.
You really, I hated it when I worked in offices, birthdays, holidays, but I was like, fuck, whatever. And I was a secretary, so it was worse. I had to organize all this crap. I had to, like, go around and bother everybody for $5.
Yeah.
You know? It's terrible, but just do it. Just give the money and don't worry about it. Yeah. Hopefully it comes back to you.
Yeah, because if they're doing this, if this is a company policy, then you're going to get it too. So just
What if they're collecting $10 for everyone else and then your birthday comes around, they're like, we're just taking two for Katie. Just throwing $2 each.
And that's the breaks. And I'll go home and cry a little bit.
And that's how do you give your boss a bigger gift than you give other people?
I don't give my boss a gift.
Yeah, you don't give your boss a gift, right?
No, you don't never give the boss a gift. It goes the other way. Yeah. The boss gives you gifts.
Yeah. Well, they should.
Yeah. It's a good policy, actually, to put the kibosh on gift giving in the office.
I think so. I like the group. Like, I went to an office party one time. It was like, we each had to bring $5 or $10 mm-hmm. gift or whatever, and then we just exchanged.
Yeah.
But so I thought that was cool.
You know what? It's like, if you want to put a cupcake on someone's desk.
Do so.
If you want to. That's it. Yeah, and it's just
that's
like
your policy. Yeah. My policy is a cupcake on every desk. Actually, I'm running for office on that. A cupcake on every desk. That's it. That's actually not a bad policy.
You
could personalize the cupcake.
It shows how many friends you have in the office. Like, because, you know, different people will say, oh, I got to get a cupcake for Jaquetta. Mm-hmm. You know,
it better not be one of those cupcakes by Melissa. It's like the size of a 50 cent piece. No, I don't want to see that shit. You can't even get a candle into it. It's so small.
Yeah, but your birthday rolls around and nobody put anything on your desk.
It's like, oh, man.
Yeah. So then it's like, I better step up my office
and get it together.
Because nobody's going to put a cupcake.
That policy, though. A cupcake on every desk.
Yeah.
I think that works.
That's a great, it's the greatest birthday.
Yeah, and you can find a cupcake. You could find one that's vegan, kosher, mm-hmm. whatever it is, you know, gluten-free, wheat-free.
But the office doesn't provide it for you. It has to be out of the goodwill of somebody.
Yeah, it's not an office fund.
Right.
We don't all chip in and then get one massive cupcake or small cupcake, depending on how we feel about the person.
Right. This is me saying, I know it's Jaquetta's birthday. I'm going to stick
a cupcake. Your
cupcake.
I like it. All right, what do you
have? Well, I gave you dinner.
Yeah, you know what? I don't remember most of it. In classic, Hey, You Know It style, I have some pictures on my phone that we did a lot of karaoke.
Yeah, we did a ton of karaoke.
And I think I yelled it. There were a bride-to-be was there, mm-hmm. and I think I gave out some discouraging words. It was like singing. I was supposed to be singing, like, you know, Weezer or something. Instead, I was singing my own lyrics that's like, you're with the same man forever, ha! I think I was pretty rude to them, actually. And they didn't find it that amusing, but whatever.
No, but they invited us to sing with them.
They did?
There was a group song, and they were like, come and sing. And I was just like, no, you guys go ahead.
Did I join in?
No, we both sat there, and then we were like, we're not singing with them.
Yeah.
Because this is
you're too optimistic.
This is the setup, listeners. It's in K-Town.
Yes, on K-Town,
32nd Street. In New York City, there was Chorus Karaoke. Let's give them a shout out. Yeah. Chorus Karaoke.
It was awesome. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's really neat.
And there's private rooms, right, which everyone's in, except for us.
And then there's the main room, which is just when you roll into after two bottles of wine at dinner.
Yes, minimum two.
And so there was a bachelorette party there with girls with their perfectly curled, long hair.
And we're saying girls because they were young.
Yeah.
They seem really young.
And one gave a speech to her friends. I'm so glad everybody could be here. Oh, and you came from so far. So far. And I have to say, I sincerely appreciate it.
There was also one woman who, and I was discussing this with someone else, you know, you go to karaoke to get drunk and sing badly.
Yeah.
But there's always one person, and there was one person in that group of bachelorettes or whatever, that bachelorette party, that was singing Black Velvet, and you could tell she had been practicing at home for months.
Right.
Like, it was not fun at all to watch her. Like, she got up there and gave a whole little concert, and her friends were just kind of like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she's the one who organized the party, because if she didn't, she wouldn't be invited.
Right. This was, it was her idea.
She's the one who lives in New York City. Yeah. The wedding's not even here, but she made everyone come here for the party.
And then there was the busty, we were calling her the stripper in a good way.
Yeah.
Because she was a very pretty girl, very busty.
And I think she came from across the strip club across the street.
Yeah, she was wearing, like, hot pants.
Yeah, hot pants. I think with suspenders and, like, a button-down shirt or something. Yeah, like, she actually might have been a bartender at that strip club.
Yeah, and so she came up, and she had a beautiful voice.
She was cool.
And she came out to just kind of, like, on her own. She was just like, look,
just drinking soda and taking a break.
Yeah, and so she just decided to sing, and she ended up singing backup for these girls.
Yeah!
And they wouldn't even look at her.
I remember that, yeah. And you know what, like, now I'm remembering why I didn't like those girls, because they were mean to that woman. And I'm like, this woman's, like, on her break, hanging out. I sang a song with her.
Yeah.
And she was really cool.
And we all clapped for her and everything. But the girls shunned her. Just
they were very prudish in that site. So boo, girls, boo.
Yeah, boo, so.
I hope that the whole thing with Trevor works out, but really I don't care.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And keep in mind, they're doing this in a room full of, it's their group, me and Katie, and then there's like another small group of women, the woman who worked at the strip club, and then like a bouncer.
Oh yeah.
That's it. It wasn't like she was addressing a huge group of people.
Yeah.
You know, there were maybe like a dozen people there, and six of those people were like, please shut the F up.
And they did, and listeners, they did turn down the sound on our mic when we sang.
What?
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
Because they do that. I told them to turn it up.
You're like, I can't hear myself.
I'm like, I know your game, because you start screaming into the mic if you can't hear yourself.
I want to shatter glass up in this mug. K-Town!
Yeah.
Korea!
And then they give you some complimentary fruit.
Yes,
nice.
Which was nice. I liked it. It was fun.
Yeah.
In the hallway, like on the way, stumbling to the bathroom, I tried to like look into some of the other karaoke rooms. Uh-huh. But at 5 feet tall, you can't. They have windows, but the windows are like 5'6".
Yeah.
So I was trying to hop up and down, which I'm sure was not what anybody in that room wanted to see. It was like a little afro and then some eyes coming up like every 5 seconds. It was very interesting. I recommend that place, though.
Yeah, of course, awesome karaoke, 32nd Street, New York City.
Sweet. All right, what do you have?
Okay. I got here. I didn't know about this. This is the newest thing here.
Is it new to us? Or new to
us.
Everybody?
New to us, but I haven't heard anybody talk about this. Apparently, there is a craze for adult human breast milk purchased online.
What in the? Huh?
They say as of June 18th this year.
Is that legal?
It said there is a recent craze for human breast milk.
Is the craze among babies? Please say among babies.
Among certain fitness communities.
Stop.
Well, communities.
Hammer
okay.
Time.
Oh wait, comma, fetishists and chronic disease sufferers.
Okay. The last group, I get it. That's not a craze for it.
Right,
they need it.
Well,
or they're saying they need it.
They say they need it. There's no
look. I need to suck on a breast. I'm sorry.
No, they just want the milk online. They're asking women.
I have injured myself. I don't want it from online. I need it from a breast. I'm sorry. I'm gonna die like any day now.
There is a lucrative online market for adult buyers of human breast milk, with websites, forums describing it as a clean superfood.
There are babies out there that are like, son of a bitch, I'm being outbid. My own mom. You can't even get a wet nurse up in this piece.
They say it's a clean superfood that can lead to gains in the gym and even help with erectile dysfunction and cancer.
Huh?
It's
okay.
Like, why now?
Really? Because I feel, look, maybe actually sucking on a breast might help your erectile dysfunction,
right.
But I don't know if getting that milk in the mail. Is going to do that.
Well, maybe if you're like, if that's your fetish thing.
But maybe, I'm saying that if it's your, oh, maybe, yeah, just the idea. I would just send you some goat milk and be and show you a picture of a breast and be like, this is where it came from.
How do you like that?
Don't worry about it, you know?
Don't worry about it, signed, you quit.
Forget about it.
Well, there are claims that it is more digestible and contains positive immune-building properties.
But I don't know much about breast milk, but isn't it, like, specific to babies?
Yeah, I think so. And they like write the benefits do not stand up clinically, as raw human milk purchased online in an unpasteurized state possess many risks.
Yes. It is. First of all, you don't know that woman. You don't know her life.
Right. Nutritionally, there's less protein, number one, in breast milk than other milk like cow's milk.
Okay. Oh, you can get some angry breast milk people coming after you now.
Yeah. And
hey, you know what? Lies. Yeah, and my breast milk is fine. There's plenty of protein.
Yeah, and she says she and her colleagues write that the benefits of breast milk are being found in the lab, not in drinking a bottle ordered online.
Because I'm telling you, you're not getting breast milk online. You're getting a picture of a woman holding a breast.
Like, hey.
And then you're getting, like, cow's milk.
Potential buyers should be made aware that there's no scientific study evidence that direct adult consumption for human milk for any medicinal properties, and it offers nothing more than a placebo effect.
Okay.
And it's also very hazardous because you don't know about the woman's diet.
Exactly.
It's not pasteurized. You don't know how it's being sanitized. It's not.
Yeah, she squirt it into a cup and then pour that into
a carton. Basically, and it could host infectious diseases, including hepatitis, HIV, and syphilis.
What?
Yeah, so you don't know if someone... Yeah, because if a woman
is sick...
I had no
idea that was in breast milk, though.
Yeah, because it's a fluid. It's a fluid.
But not...
You know what I'm talking about, the fluids. It's got it in there.
Not everything... Like, I know breast milk transmits a lot of things. I didn't know it transmitted syphilis and HIV.
Yeah. Wow. Apparently it does, yeah. While many online moms claim they have been tested for viruses during pregnancy, many do not realize... that screening needs to be undertaken regularly. Sexual activities and other activities in the postpartum period may expose the woman expressing to viruses.
Well, no shit. Yeah. I mean, just because you had an STD test before, while you were pregnant, doesn't mean that you're going to continue to be STD free from having sex.
Right.
What?
So people, don't buy breast milk online.
Yeah, know your breast milk. Know where your breast milk is coming from.
Right.
Don't just go out there and, like, you know, make a friend. I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, doesn't that baby need the breast milk? This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, well.
At least there's just babies out there with, like, a thumb out.
Like, come on.
You know.
We'll work for breasts. What does a baby do?
Nothing.
We'll work for food, but I don't know what a baby will do.
The baby can't do anything.
Yeah.
This is why they're not getting their breast milk.
Yeah.
Mother's figured it out. He's not doing shit.
Yeah.
I could be selling this online.
Yeah. Do a dance or something, baby.
Yes, do something. Like, bring joy into my life. This is what happens when you're, like, an unfulfilling baby.
Yeah.
These are lackluster babies.
Babies with nothing going on.
Yeah, they're not so cute. They don't get the breast milk.
Yeah. You get formula.
I can't even... Years ago...
This stuff is gold. What? It's not for you, Trevor.
Yes. Years ago, I read a thing that a woman was making breast milk cheese.
Yeah.
I know. And now, I guess that was too far flung. So now they want it straight from the tit, I guess, as it were. They want, you know, breast milk. Bizarre.
Mm.
And it's good for ED.
Yeah.
Of course.
There's
nothing out there that wouldn't be good for erectile dysfunction.
This came from a boob.
This came from a woo! If that's all it takes.
Yeah.
Do you really have ED?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's interesting. Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks. Generally, when you see something thrown at a guy's crotch, they have like a sixth sense for, like, moving their hands in front of her. I don't know what this guy was doing. I don't know if he was waving it about. He just wasn't paying attention.
Probably.
like, what, you know, I don't know what was going on. That's all I'm saying.